also, I'm gonna leave it at that.
Please, Deputy Director of Board.
Oh, we gotta start.
Roll call.
Good morning, everyone. This meeting has been held for the first time in a long time, and is being described by the recorder. So if you have any comments or questions, we would appreciate if you would stand up and speak clearly so that it's easy for our transcriptionist to get your comment in full. Please also state your name when you make a comment or have a question. And same, I'm asking the same of the board. If you have any questions about the, if you have any questions regarding the board packet, you should all have received the board packet outside. If there are any of you have not received one, please let us know and we will make more. Please do wait until the public comment section for each agenda item to speak to that agenda item so that we can address things in order. Let's see. Oh, yes, prior to today's public session, we held, the board held an executive session during which Mr. Rodriguez reviewed the agenda and. Yes, I will then, we'll also go over rules of conduct for public comment. So individuals, so please raise your hand if you wish to make a comment or state a question. Individuals will be allowed 2 minutes per public comment per person, per agenda item. If more than one person has, or more than a certain number of people have the same comments on the same matter, the chair reserves the right to limit comments. Comments must be related to the specific agenda item in question. And we ask that there be no personal attacks or hate speech against anyone, including applicants, staff members, board members, or members of the public. Yes. So, please respond present if you are here. Cornelius Brown.
Present.
Nick Dima.
Present.
Andrew Goodman.
Present.
Jenny Greenberg.
Present.
Rebecca Lopez Chris.
Present.
Majida Rashid.
Present.
Herbert Wetzel.
Present.
Michael Johns.
Present.
Darwin Bovee. And Maria Gonzalez. Oh, Kelvin, I apologize. I thought I said your name. Kelvin Jeremiah.
Present.
Thank you. And we have a quorum and are able to proceed with business.
Can we start with the executive director?
Do you want to approve the minutes first?
Well, if you would like me to do it that way, let's do it. The minutes have been distributed to everyone. Can I get a motion to adopt?
Motion to adopt, Michael Jones.
Second, Andrew Goodman.
Motion been made and properly seconded. Are there any questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
Good morning, board members and public. I'm going to cover three items. First, I'd like to discuss dispositions for fiscal year 2025. As the board is aware and the public might be aware, we close out fiscal year 24 in June. There were board approvals at that point. We then have had board approvals in July and August. I'm happy to report that we have a total of 24 resolutions for dispositions. We have conformed those into city council resolutions and conveyed them over to the mayor's office. And they're all prepped and ready for city council introduction. So we'll be tracking them as council resumes. And for the public, if you're not aware, city council just resumed hearings on September 5th. So that's the first item. Next, I want to inform the board on approved changes to already approved projects. So pursuant to resolution 2332, which allows the executive director of the land bank from time to time on behalf of the land bank to approve an increase in maximum price for affordable homeownership units constructed by a developer as part of a board-approved disposition. I have approved the increase of the maximum price for the following board-approved dispositions to $265,000 per unit. The increase is due to increased construction costs due to soil conditions at the site and the inclusion of finished basements to both projects. All of these changes were reviewed and approved in consultation with the district council office. The AMI of both the board approved dispositions remains at 80% of AMI. The two projects that were amended were Grace Ferry Dover Myrtlewood by Affordable Alliance Company LLC. That was identified as 3 bedroom, 2 bath properties, 1,200 square feet. And then Grace Ferry Wharton Dover, again, Affordable Alliance Company LLC. Those were 3 bedroom, 2 baths. These are all 2 stories. And the square footage on that was 950 to 1,080 square feet. So, and then finally, I'd like to inform the board of a ribbon cutting that we had for the 100th home for Turnkey that was held on Friday, September 6th at 10 a.m. So present, we had Land Bank, PHDC, Mayor's Office, City Council representation from the Council President and Council District Office. We were there to celebrate the 100th home buyer and do ribbon cutting. I just want to point out to the board and to the public, we initiated this program as part of the Neighborhood Preservation Initiative, which is a $400 million bond issuance. This is part of what's considered the blueprint for home ownership. We started this in 2022, issued RFPs in 23. So it's a pretty quick turnaround, and to get to the finished product and have sold 100 properties is an amazing achievement. Thank all of our partners at the city and all the developers who've been approved. We have about 450 more properties that are under construction. We will be having another turnkey ribbon cutting in October. And that will be for the 2 projects that I had mentioned earlier, Grace Ferry Dover Myrtlewood and Grace Ferry Wharton Dover. The other thing I'd like to point out is that these 2 projects that will be the next ribbon cutting that we have, we're a partnership with the Minority Developer Program, partnership with a prime developer, Riverwoods Group. So it's Fine Print Construction and Riverwoods Group to do that. So again, we're really excited about it. I want to applaud the staff for all the work they did and all the developers, and congratulate all the home buyers. So thank you.
Thank you, Angel. I just want to go back for a second here.
Sure.
The board adopted a charter for the Policy and Planning Committee, and Andrew, you were chosen by the board members appointed to that committee to be chair. Do you have a...
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. Especially when you face that way.
I won't speak to their face. So would you please give an update?
Absolutely, Mr. Chair, yes. My name, yes, Andrew Goodman, Chair of the Policy and Planning Committee. So for those who participated in the board meeting a couple months ago, the board adopted a charter for a couple committees, one being Policy and Planning Committee. We had an introductory meeting a couple weeks ago. It was very preliminary, kind of no new substantive topics were discussed. The main functions were to elect a new chair, which is myself, review the particulars of the committee charter, and discuss the various kind of ways that the roles and responsibilities of a committee within the land bank could be applied to different topics, as well as setting recurring meetings. So we'll be meeting monthly starting next month. And that is my report, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Andrew. And so now we'll move to the first agenda item.
Sure. I have a question.
Yes.
Rebecca Lewis-Chris, I have a question. I just want to get back to Angel's executive director's report. Just for the room, I want to confirm the change in price on those units was from $250,000 to $265,000.
Correct.
Okay, so just a $15,000 increase.
Correct.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. Angel?
Sure. This is agenda item 5B, interagency transfers. So today we're asking the board to authorize the properties below for transfer to the Philadelphia Housing Development Corporation for disposition, reuse, and management by the Philadelphia Housing Development Corporation, specifically for community and open space preservation. The properties are as follows: 1105 North 41st Street in the 3rd Council Medic District. This property is being transferred from the Department of Public Property to the land bank, to PHCC via the land bank. Then we have 1218 North 41st Street in the 3rd Council Medic District. That property is being transferred from the Department of Public Property to PHCC via the land bank.
Are there any questions from the board? Hearing none. Andrea, were there any written comments submitted?
There were none.
Are there any public comments? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Joyce Smith. I am a housing advocate and also serve on... Housing. Housing advocate. I serve on Centennial Parkside Board of Trustees. I work closely with East Parkside Residents Association. And I just want to say, since the early 1990s, East Parkside residents have worked passionately and diligently to carve out a much-needed play space for children in our community. North Star Park has evolved to serve as a major community event space in our community. We have neighborhood meetings, we hold RCO meetings there, and it's also a place where residents have all kinds of celebrations. And I can actually go on all the stuff that we do and have been doing on this parcel for a really long time. So securing space has been a lifelong goal for our beloved community and also for our legendary Callie Kuzar, who just turned 90 years old. And she recently stepped down from East Parkside Residents Association, but she's still serving the community. So on behalf of East Parkside Residents Association, Centennial Parkside CDC, the residents and stakeholders in East Parkside, I want to thank Councilwoman Gauthier's office and Andrew Goodman for helping community advocates like ourselves and representatives in the community to realize this long community goal to have a healthy, active space in our community. So thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to explain why Mr. Goodman left the room. He is recusing himself because he was involved in helping, he's involved in helping preserve this community open space. And so not either participated or vote on this.
Thank you, Andrea. Are there any
yes.
other public comments?
Yes.
My name is Gail Mack, Concerned Citizens of Philadelphia. We're requesting the withdrawal cancellations of the land bank, city properties disposition for sales for lower market rate development, and whole city properties for low, moderate income, essential workers, family, homeowners, and remove off the list 2210 Latona Street for the green space neighborhood. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Let me do a little reminder. You need to make public comment on a specific resolution. This resolution has two properties in the 3rd Council District.
Okay.
Thank you for your comment, but you need to speak to the resolution that's before the board.
Okay.
But thank you so much. Are there any other public comments on the current resolution?
Hello, my name is Jahad Ali. I'm with the Enterprise Organization. I'm also a member of East Parkside Residents Association. I'm here to give my support for these two properties, 1105 and 1214 North 41st Street. I really just wanted to mention and put into the record there, the woman that Ms. Callie Kuzar is 90 years old. She has been over in that neighborhood since she was born, and she has made something out of nothing her entire life. So in honor of her, that's why we wanted to make this park. And she's looking forward to the future. So we thank you for making this resolution possible.
Any additional public comments? Can I get a motion to adopt?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Michael Johns, motion to approve.
Second, Jenny Greenberg.
Motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Next room.
Good morning, members of the board, members of the public, thank you for being here. We have a pretty good rest from the board of our side. My name is Matthew Philip, I'm at the land bank. Today, we are asking the board to authorize the property for local disposition to Honolulu Affordable Home LLC to develop 21 affordable homeownership units in the 8th County District. Five of the units will be two stories with a finished partial basement containing three bedrooms and two bathrooms, approximately 1,226 square feet each. 16 of the units will be two stories without a basement containing three bedrooms and two bathrooms, averaging 1,110 square feet. It will be sold to households with income compatibility and conveying line for a maximum sale price of $250,000. The homes will be eligible for the Neighborhood Preservation Initiative Termination Program and will be subject to a declaration of restricted covenant. The application was solicited by a request for proposal for the property, and the applicant was the most qualified bidder evaluated pursuant to the disposition policy. And POP plan will apply for this project. The parcel lots are 23, 24, 45, 49, 51, 53, 55, 57, 59, 61, 62, 65, 63, 73, 75, 77, 78, 89, 91, and 106, 15. These are all in our company district.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any questions from the board? Andrea, were there any written comments in the
room? Yes, there were, Mr. Chair. There were letters in support and letters in opposition. The first letter is from Suzanne Thompson from West Central Germantown Neighbors. She's the president of West Central Germantown Neighbors. And she asked that, she said, many neighbors of these properties have long asked to purchase those that have joined theirs. Why aren't they being given their opportunity? They should be given the right of first refusal, given their repeated attempts to acquire it. Also, many more new neighbors have expressed the need for community space to meet and to garden. Allison Rice sent an email this morning stating that they would like to express support for the neighbors who would like the property adjacent to the Longest Bond new project and the long-time block garden withdrawn or spared. She would also like to further encourage the land bank to allow the developer to add a community space. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Next, we have a letter of support from Clara Brown stating that she lives in the neighborhood, Wakefield Street. She's emailing regarding the Turner Key project in the Ashmead Street area. Her entrance is located directly on Ashmead Street, about 200 feet away from one of the proposed parcels, including this project. She wishes to express her gratitude and appreciation for this project and how it will enhance the Germantown area, providing not only community revitalization, but economic stability, crime reduction, educational outcomes, health benefits, cultural preservation, social equity, and even homelessness prevention. The one particular parcel, 106 Ashmead Street, has caused dissatisfaction within the area, even beyond the block. And many individuals have been affected by the nuisance of that parcel and are very grateful to see it transformed into something beautiful. They're looking forward to this project starting and just can't wait to see how it will change the journey. And then the last letter is a letter of support from Justin Dobbins. Very similar letter, basically stating that she is a homeowner in the neighborhood. She is looking forward to individuals residing in the Germantown area the opportunity to build generational wealth and significantly diminish the kind of light conditions of the block. And she is, the project will also eliminate longstanding issues of safety and sanitation issues by including the parcel at 106 Ashmead Street. Yeah. Which has been controlled by several individuals in which many violent, unsafe, and unsanitary actions have taken place. So she has a hope for a better future for Germantown residents. And just so everyone knows, in the public, all emails and letters received prior to the meeting are forwarded to the board prior to the meeting, and will be also included in the minutes which are posted on our website.
Thank you, Andrea. Public comment on this resolution? Oh, sorry.
Andrea, can you, Rebecca Lopez-Chris, can you please, what was the parcel that the person wanted to maintain as a garden?
I am not.
It didn't specify?
It didn't specify, right. I'm not sure.
We had the developer here, and they didn't make some amendments. There are a couple sites near a whole part of the rest that are taken away from this project.
Okay.
I'm sure she could speak to it.
So, because when I look at the packet, none of the photos seem to indicate that they're in current use.
Correct.
Okay, and so stuff has already been removed.
Correct, there are two parts of that are in the six.
Okay.
Public comment? Yes.
Hello, my name is Jahad Ali. As I mentioned earlier, one of the things I didn't mention, I'm an advocate for MBEWE participation in Charleston City. I just wanted to inform the board, I've known Howe Properties for a long time, particularly the developer, Gary Jones. Without doubt, in my opinion, Gary Jones is one of the most honorable developers in the city of Philadelphia. I've known him from when he started in North Philly, working along with Francisville, doing things over there, working with the Guardian Civic League. He does a lot. But really, the real thing I wanted to say to the board was he is a developer that has gone beyond the effort to include diversity. He's one of the only developers that I'm aware of that hired a young African-American who's in this audience right now. Just want to point him out. He's a phenomenal graduate from Drexel University. He put him in the leadership position at the organization. I haven't seen that, and that's what I'm fighting for. I'm fighting for that kind of diversity on those type of staffs. I'm fighting for diversity in the house and out in the field, and Gary and Howe Properties does that. But Gary is a phenomenal guy, and I just want to put that on the record. I support the resolution.
Thank you. Any other comments on this? Seeing none, can I get a resolution to adopt?
Motion to adopt.
Second, Michael Jones.
Do you have that?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Motions are made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Next agenda item.
Todd Castan, Senior Development Specialist. Board, Chair, Public, thank you. This is agenda item 6E1. Today we are asking the board to authorize the properties below for disposition to Cheesecake Properties LLC to develop 8 single-family homeownership units in the second council district. The units will each be 2 stories without a basement, containing 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms at approximately 1,100 square feet each. They will be sold to households with incomes at or below 80% AMI for a maximum sales price of $250,000. The homes will be eligible for the neighborhood trade from the district's term key program and will be subject to the declaration of restrictive covenants. The application was unsolicited and evaluated pursuant to the disposition policy. An EOP plan will apply to this project. The addresses are as follows: 1212 South 17th Street, 1317 and 1511 South 20th Street, 1904 South 23rd Street, 1216 South 31st Street, 1911 Garrett Street, and 1932 and 2044 Titan Street. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board?
May I just have the record to get that following building? Can I report? I'll go here.
Are there any questions from the board? Hearing none, Andrea, has there been any written comments submitted?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I will start out with a request from Sabrina and Gavin Tabor. They have We had submitted an application to acquire this property as a side yard in the second district. Although it had already been set aside for affordable housing development, that application was initially processed to see if it was valid and then later rejected because properties in this area are not available for side yard distribution. However, they have, they're asking that the property be withdrawn from this project and that they be allowed to acquire the property as a side yard. The second is a letter from Isabella Alvarez, who had some concerns about the income level, and I clarified some of that for her that this is not Section 8 housing, but housing for homeownership for people at or below 80% of their income. She was concerned about possible damage to the foundation of her home due to construction adjacent to it and wanted to know if there would be insurance and inspections and things like that. And I did respond to her and said that no construction can occur in the city without inspections. And throughout the project, it will become quite detailed and repetitive over the last year or two. So she's also concerned about disruption due to the construction because say, she and her husband both work and she wanted to know about why an outside developer who has no connection to our neighborhood would be given priority to purchase a property that directly touches the property they own and that they have tried to purchase again as a side yard. Next we have, then we have multiple letters of support from Jumpstart Philly. And LUHV supporting Antonio Sesperi's application to purchase the property. They have owned a vegan deli and bistro and registered the market, have hired Mr. Sesperi's construction company to build a new restaurant. Very impressed with his performance and should support his project in Philly since they also have a location. Next we have EFAB, Trades for a Difference, which is a motor established nonprofit organization empowering individuals from underrepresented communities by providing them with the skills and opportunities needed to succeed in the trade. They are expressing their full support for this project, and because the project is a developer, it's conditionally demonstrated their commitment to serving minority communities in the city. We can attest to exceptional quality and attention to detail that the developer brings to every project, and by engaging with the community and prioritizing minority trade speakers. And then lastly, Santa Cruz Community Development Corporation, which is a registered CEO in the area, is expressing their support for this project. They're in favor of housing that is affordable for low-impact people and are excited to see the positive impact this development will have on the community. And that is from Albert Littlepage, Santa Cruz Community Development Board. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. Are there comments from the public?
This is for Council President Johnson. Concerned citizens of Point Reyes and stakeholders request disposition of the above city-owned property BP for a lower market rate term. The key program project withdrawal canceled. Point Reyes community continues to struggle with financial from the pandemic, as well as being bombarded with and by right market rate developments from private developers. The above city properties unsolicited development project appears to be handpicked, and properties which should not have been listed as available on the Philadelphia land bank property list due to extremely low-income homeowners development since 2012. Currently, the low-income, low-wage affordable homeowner is the low amount. The other and rentals, although this is unbelievable, it is a reality concerning large amounts of city-owned property. Point Reyes once put feedback in 2012, and this is why we are advocating on the allocation of the remainder 50 more or less city-owned properties, including green-based properties for residents, voters who are low, moderate-income residents, 60 AMI or below, who do not include but have the right and opportunity to obtain home ownership subsidized by city officials, as well as provided for low market rate turnkey programs, which Point Reyes should be included.
Thank you. Are there any other public comments? Seeing none?
Dave Langley, Philadelphia Accelerator Fund. Just want to reaffirm my support again for this project. And I would say that the affordability question that was raised by the last commenter, with the turn the key subsidy, as I think has been discussed before, these units are effectively affordable to folks at between 50 and 60% AMI. The sticker price to the developers is one thing, but second mortgage buy down, the $50,000 to $75,000 subsidy essentially gets these units down to under $200,000. We're always, happy to support projects with deeper affordability, but given the resources and programs available, we think this is an excellent answer.
Thank you.
Mr. Rush. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mo Rusty from BIA. Just want to mention that 2042 Townsend Street, which is one of the homes right next to one of these properties, just sold for $428,000. So that tells you how much this program is so great that the average buyer will have a $195,000 mortgage right next to a $450,000 house. So I just want to make that comment there.
I'm Jordan Parisi-Ferrini, the Executive Director of Trade for a Difference, and I just wanted to go on the record expressing my support for this project and to speak to Antonio's commitment to supporting workforce development and educating our young black and brown people getting into the trade space. He's been committed and supportive of it for going on half a decade now. I also just want to speak to his commitment to working with black and brown trades and supporting of pipelines for minority participation from small subcontractors and general contractors in the space. and just speaking to test of the quality of his work. We worked hand in hand with him on some affordable housing projects in the brewery town section of the city, and they just came out with high quality, precision, and he didn't spare like any amenity at the sake of just a price point. Like, he really wants to produce quality projects and deliver on that promise. So I just wanted to offer my support on the record.
Thank you for your comment. Anyone else?
Yes. My name is Jihad Ali. As I told you, I'm a member of the Enterprise Center, and I'm happy to say Jordan Parisi, he's a member of the Enterprise Center, is one of our clients. But I really want the board to look at what he represents. He represents an organization that trains young black and brown men and women into the trades. This board is going to authorize almost $300 million worth of work. I just think the board should consider, maybe Mr. Perini can do a formal presentation to the board, but this program should be a part of everything, because somebody's making money. And there's a pipeline for somebody, but we have to fight for those people in those communities that don't have a chance. When this is all over for me, I want to be able to rest and say, I tried my best. I spoke the power. I spoke the power to look at things that you don't look at, because you're looking at getting this stuff done. You're looking at the housing for people. We're looking at careers for young people and those jobs that subcontractors make. But Ms. Perini, as a great organization, I'm a union contractor. I still have my union card. But I can tell you, the union is in this city of a million people, African Americans are less than 1% of all the trade. So where else are they going to get employed if they're not employed on these by rate jobs, by non-union jobs? So we can change the future by giving guys careers, but you can only get better at what you practice. If we can give them continued work, they will get better. Most apprentices go from zero knowledge to a four-year apprenticeship program. At the end of that, they're licensed apprentices. So in the end of the day, I think that this is a program that we should all support. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none, can I get a resolution?
Mr. Chair, I move for the adoption.
Second.
Motion has been made and...
Darwin Bovee, second.
The motion's been made and properly seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. That's the agenda, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is agenda item 6E2. Today we're asking the board to authorize the properties below to disposition to the Prime Corporation of New Jersey to develop 10 single-family homeownership units in the 7th Council District. The units will be two stories with finished basement containing 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms at approximately 1,300 square feet each. They will be sold to households with incomes at or below 100% of AMI for a maximum sales price of $280,000. The homes will be eligible for the Neighborhood Preservation Initiative's Tenant Key Program and will be subject to a declaration of restricted covenants. The application is unsolicited and evaluated pursuant to the disposition policy, and EOP plan will apply to this project. Also note that this is a member of the Philly Land Bank Minority Development Program. The addresses are as follows: 2407, 2409, 2411, 2413, 2415, 2439, 2441, 2443, 2445, and 2447 North 6th Street in the 7th District. Thank you.
Are there any questions from the board?
I just have one comment, Michael John. These are decently laid out units. You know, I always have comments about the units and their design. These are decently laid out. I do recommend, though, that the developer raise those basements a little higher so that folks aren't sleeping directly underground. That's my only concern. Other than that, I think that these are sized.
Thank you. Andre.
Yes, sir. We received 3 letters of support and 1 in opposition. Senior Counselor Ben Dawson Jr. Of the Greater Impact Research Center at 2431 North 6th Street. Met with the Prime Corporation on Wednesday, 2nd, to discuss their proposed project. master of the sports at San Jose Place, and who can support for this developer's interest in affordable housing. They feel that the project shares their values of social equity, diversity, and home ownership that is needed in the community, and that it is the beginning of positive change in the neighborhood. And they hope that the Prime Corporation continues to bring additional single-family affordable housing to the neighborhood. Secondly, it's a letter from North Square Community Alliance, signed by Patricia DiCarlo, chair of the RCO, which is part of the alliance. They also mentioned a meeting held with the RCO, and they're about to move forward with the overwhelming support of the neighborhood to develop an affordable housing by this developer. She describes the amount of outreach that was done for the housing, and they feel that the Prime Corporation's project aligns with their values of social equity, economic diversity, home ownership, and affordability. They commend the efforts of all parties involved, and specifically every pigeon and Darren Coleman for their willingness to share and listen to the needs of the community. And they are the members of the Prime Corporation. And so they're asking the Land Bank Board to support this disposition. Then we have the Philadelphia Accelerator Fund by David Langley, Executive Director, supporting the Prime Corporation's application. They are, again, providing funding for this small minority development firm, and they are supporting this project and ask the board to do so as well. And then lastly, we have an email that we received from, I think, from Jerome Blount. He said, good afternoon, this is construction of the proposed sale for the Philadelphia Land Bank parcels at 2407 through 2415 North 6th Street. The land has been occupied and maintained by an occupant. It's clearly visible, occupied, maintained, and done in a hostile manner. Has continuous possession, actual and open and notorious possession, exclusive possession. He's listing some of the components of an adverse possession claim, which requires that you go to court to obtain title for a property. And under Pennsylvania law, adverse possession is not filed against the land. So he also has a petition signed by about 18 people supporting this request to remove these properties from. And that's all in the board.
Thank you, Andrea. Are there any comments from the public?
So I live a block away from the youth problem.
Please state your name.
My name is Mara Hinal, and I am a member of the community. So my only question is, the neighborhood is very heavy on PHA housing. And just a few months ago, one of my neighbors was kicked out of the home, and the house was closed down. For whatever reason, she was kicked out of the PHA house. That happened to her, and happened to other people on the same neighborhood. So my question is, if we are putting so much effort into these affordable housing that are compounds, why are we not supporting the PHA housing and the people who live in the PHA house? Why is that the focus, and who is this actually targeting? Because this is not going to benefit the people who live in these neighborhoods, I can tell you. So I am opposing to the use of the parcels for this project.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. How you doing? I'm Jerome Blunt. I'm the one that's occupying the properties between 7 and 15. It's been vacant for years, so I've just been there occupying, I'm homeless, so I just took advantage of the situation that was better than my situation. And I understand what's going on as far as production, and I don't have a problem with moving. I thought I might have had a chance for the adverse possession, but once I found out what was going on, I have no rights, no opportunity, no nothing, but I'm just here to voice my opinion, let y'all know that I apologize for any inconvenience or anything wrong I may have done, and I just want to ask for more time to move my stuff because I'm in the process of moving, and I have no funding, I have nothing to really help, I have no help, and I was told to move by September 10th, which is today, so I have about 10% of my stuff moving. I have five properties. of stuff, and I can't move it as fast as y'all would like me to. So I'm just here to let y'all know what's going on in my life.
So, Mr. Blunt, we can work with you to talk along. Thank you for coming to the meeting and acknowledging our notice. We're more than happy to work with you in terms of giving you enough time.
Okay, yes, thank you. I really appreciate that. That's all I have.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Any other public comment? Yes, sir.
Hello, my name is Jihad Ali. I just wanted to say, I know Prime Corporation on Eddie Prison. He's been a contractor for years, at least 20 years, I've known him. He's an excellent contractor. I think this is one of the developers that your organization wanted to encourage to participate in this program. And that you did that through the Menard Development Program. And Eddie is one of the graduates along with Jordan and some others, Amphi Fuller. But Eddie is somebody that we're looking forward to do good things in the future. I just think he's a great guy.
Thank you.
Mo Rusty BIA. I just want to say that Anthony Fuller is a great guy, great developer, and represents really how a black and brown developer can revitalize in the neighborhood. And I'm glad Sloan is here from Councilperson Casalizada's office. I'm glad that North Square Alliance is coming around $280,000 homes. That means a lot to me personally, so that's great. Thank you.
Any other comments? Question?
Angel, excuse me, Mr. Rodriguez. it sounds like you've had contact with Mr. Blunt directly prior.
No, this is the first direct. We noticed him, so typically we do have issues with illegal occupation of city owned land. So when it comes up for disposition, we do post the properties.
Has Mr. Blunt been offered any connection to homeless services from the city, or is that something that we can do either today or
this that week? Would happen afterwards if Mr. Blunt wants services from
great.
The city.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's great. That's great.
Just put a finer point, just so the board is aware. There is no, we have no way of knowing if somebody is in need of services. Mm-hmm. All we know that if there's an occupation of stuff is stored or on the property, we notice because the idea being we would have to clear the property and give the person enough chance. So thank you for coming in, Mr. Blunt,
yes.
For identifying the problem.
Yes, thank you.
In which case, once we're aware of it, then we would put it. So I just want to. You know the process.
Thank you, Angel.
Thank you so much.
Seeing no more public comment, can I get a motion to adopt?
Motion to adopt. Mike Johns.
Second.
Can you please state who
did the motion?
Michael Johns.
Michael Johns, and then. Thank you.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All of in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Next item, please.
This board chair today. Sorry. Angel. Today we're asking the board to authorize the property below for conveyance to the following applicants at a side and or rear yard. The applicants own and reside in an adjacent home. Property will be subject to a 30-year mortgage and permanently deed restricted for use as a sidewalk. The property is 532 West Dolphin Street in the 7th Councilmanic District. The conveyance will be to Lucas F. and Elva I. LeVette.
Thank you, Angel. Are there any questions from the board? Andrea, are there any written comments?
Yes, Mr. Chair, there is one email. From Joel James McCain at Freedom Nation CDC, who stated that he had informed about the potential conveyance from family members and neighbors. He objects to the conveyance of public land for private ownership and personal use. He would like public land left for open space, public community, and states that the owner requesting conveyance of this lot acquired 5.8 was Dolphin Street, which states was a vegetable garden for about two decades from the city, and that conveyance was facilitated with the assistance from Councilwoman, former Councilwoman Linda Sanchez. He states that that property now has an enclosed garage and has a limited, maybe one parking spot on the block. He acknowledges that the property owner has a right to his property as good as he sees fit as he, and permitted by zoning. But objects to the property owner eliminating the garden open space. And you like the board to not grant the property owner the same privilege to put the store in for a side
yard. Let me ask a question. The garden is not this property.
Correct. It was a private.
The garden was on the other side of their
property. Correct. And it was conveyed a decade ago, I think.
This was the property that the gentleman is identifying is not the one that's in question for the board to consider. It was conveyed about a decade ago through VPRC. And that was done with, as he mentioned in his letter, the support of the former councilman. So at that time, VPRC, which no longer is in existence, would just simply transfer properties with minimal deed restrictions. There were no use restrictions. There were, at that time when it was done, the zoning has changed since then. So there was a wide array of uses that community members could apply to open space vacant land once they received it from DPRC. So there is really no action item for this board to consider on previous disposition from DPRC. At this point, it is the land bank owned land that they do qualify for a side yard disposition.
Yeah, and it would be use restricted.
Correct. It would be use restricted. They would be required to fence, and they have to adhere to what they propose in the package.
It cannot be used to construct anything. It has to be used as a side yard.
And there will be a mortgage placed on the property.
Thank you. Just if we go back a second, are there any questions from the board?
And just another, for the photo, Andrew Goodman, the photo in the packet shows 532. It doesn't show 528, which is the other part, you know, the historic parcel that the other neighbor mentioned.
Correct.
And do we, I guess, do we have a way of verifying that there is an enclosed garage on the other site? Because there
we
is.
We have pictures of the, there is a very tall roll-top gate. The question, please. In terms of enforcement of disqualification, given the fact that when it was disposed of and you know, at the time that that installation was put in, really isn't germane to this disposition.
So I mean, it's not directly applicable, but I saw there were no permits listed for the other property, so I just wanted to make sure a structure wasn't actually built without permits
no,
for the other property.
No, there's just a significantly tall gate with yep. roll top. From aerial views and Atlas, there is a shed, there is no garage, but, you know, again, even if they did construct a building that had been done,
they're within their rights to do that.
Land bank is not a compliance organization. Well, I just want the public to understand, the land bank is not, we don't enforce zoning laws or compliance. LNI does that. LNI has not cited it. It was done at a point, so therefore it was grandfathered in. I'm sure if they tried to do something, then all new applicable rules would apply. But this is a historic conveyance. That's the issue.
Thank you, Angel. Any more questions from the board? Are there any public comments?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Well, my name is Rufus Olvera. I'm actually the person. As a side lot, my name is Rufus Lover. I'm the person trying to get the lot. As a side lot, I have children and grandchildren. It's somewhere where I would like for them to be able to play, to come outside, have, you know, like a little picnic with my own family. I have a business in that area. I also look to continue to build out, do a lot for the community as well, for the children in the community. So I'm not, and I've been in that actual residence for over 10 years. It's not something where I'm just new. Again, my business is in that same exact district, so I look to continue to try to help build that area as well. authorize the committee to accept the project.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? Yes, sir.
This is I'm Jihad Ali. Just directly, I just felt I had an obligation to just say something to the board and hopefully to a young man that needed help. And that is, as Angel said, the land bank is not about, the land bank is about property and board. I think that just to make him aware that he really should contact his council person, wherever he is, if Angel's going to tell him who his council person is, because some people are in government to help him. And everybody, I would also want to say to him and to the rest of the room, we all know, we all have family, we all have people that have need. There's no need for him to apologize, but there's a lot of people helping, but he's got to just take the initiative. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Just so the community is aware, a representative from the 7th Councilmatic District is here and did provide information to Ms. Bunch. We will follow up after this meeting as well.
Thank you, Angel. Seeing no other public comment, can I get a motion to adopt?
Motion. Second.
They need the names.
Kelvin Durham, second.
I think you made it first.
Huh? You got it. You good? Thank you so much. A motion has been made and properly second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. That concludes our agenda for the day. So the first part of this, is there any old business the board or the public would like to discuss? Do you want to speak on old business?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Please do.
Okay. We're like full of mine. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Say your name.
My name is Mike Moran. I have a statement here. All right. Okay. So, once again, my name is Mike Moran. I'm a lifelong resident of North Philly, and I'm also a member of the Iglesias Nonprofit Community Gardens. In 2021, just a little bit of backstory here. In 2021, City Council passed legislation directing the land bank to dispose of 15 parcels in the Kensington area to the Iglesias Community Gardens. At the July board meeting, a representative from our organization was present, and we have been for every other meeting. At that meeting, the question was asked, when will we receive mortgages to sign and complete the transfer process? Andrea Saab told us the process will be resolved, and I quote, by the end of July or mid-August, end quote. We are back here today with our group. It is now September 10th, and we still have not received our mortgages. I'm noticing today that there have been a lot of quick development for developers, but very slow for community members and gardens. In the meantime, one of our properties that we were waiting for, in a sense to get our paperwork, was destroyed by neighboring construction. We have been stored in this lot for over 5 years, which also served as a memorial for a neighbor who had passed away. But because we do not have yet title to this land, we have no recourse to prevent this from happening again. Clearly, we need the land that was promised to us, as so do dozens of other gardens and other community members, such as myself on a personal level. I've been waiting for a side lot for the same amount of time. Slow process, right? So the question ends with, where are the mortgages?
Thank you, Angel.
The mortgages are, and I've mentioned this before, are a part of the negotiation with our sister organization, PRA. The question is what kind of mortgage will be issued. I've been working with the board of the PRA. That question is, do they issue in a uniformly across the board restricted value mortgage? So PRA have properties that are considerably different from the land bank. So just for the board, I'll reiterate this. The PRA has large swaths of land, like half a city block, their condominations. So the value is extremely high versus what the land bank disposes of, which is scattered site infill, much like with the Iglesias Gardens. I think they're all scattered, nothing's adjacent. So the values are totally different.
But
I'm just saying some of them are.
But it's not organic.
So the issue is the valuation of the properties. So we, when we start doing this process, once we get it sorted out with PRA, we will be able to issue the mortgages, but we can't be doing two separate issues. I can't have PRA trying to give gardeners fair market value on mortgages while we're more amenable to reduce value. So that's really what the holdup is. I understand Ms. Greenberg is aware of this. We've been negotiating. I'm hoping to have this resolved by October, because that's when we're supposed to be addressing the PRA properties after the PRA board. So I do apologize for the length of time, but this is the problem that we have to coordinate between two separate issues, two separate entities.
Thank you for the information. But where in all of that do we get reassurance, right? Because maybe in October there's another motion to like.
Well, I got a commitment from the PRA board that in October, but this has been very long. I agree, but it's been very long.
We were here for the last meeting.
Yeah.
Also, a little bit of backstory.
There is no disagreement with that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the point of view of land bank and what we advocate for is a little bit different. We don't have inventory or the typology of the inventory that PRA does, so there's different issues at stake. Also, PRA is a different type of agency, state charter agency, and have different rules in addition to the disposition policy. So there's a lot of things legally to consider with PRA. So we've been negotiating. Again, the land bank is the youngest agency out of the three landholding agencies. So there are certain historical issues that we have to negotiate.
So let me ask this question, Angel. Can we anticipate being able to resolve this before our next board meeting?
It is my hope that that is the case. I can't say definitively because I can't compel the PRA board to do it.
So what is the agenda item on the PRA board specifically?
There are two large dispositions in the third council member's district. There's the Somerville Garden and the Iota Street Garden. There is also a second district, East Kennewood. So the issue is the valuation and the structure of the mortgage.
Okay.
And these are very valuable plots of land. So that's part of where we're going back and forth.
And the PRA board typically meets after land bank board, right?
Right. Tomorrow will be the PRA board meeting. So it goes Tuesday. It's the second Tuesday for land bank. Second Wednesday is the PRA. So
they're not going to hear what you're going to do.
It's September.
So they're not going to hear this on the September agenda?
No, this will be targeted as October. So there are two separate issues. The resolution, which is more operational, of the mortgage, once that will happen before the October meeting. What we're discussing here is that all of the gardens that we have in excess of 70, once we have PRA stating, okay, this is the format, then we can start issuing out mortgages. The land bank has already approved a certain number of gardens. The issue is the paperwork has to be the same. So once that question as to the form of the mortgage on a note is the primary concern. Once that is resolved, we then can start issuing the paper.
So just to clarify, once the question on the summer letter in Wyoming gets clarified with the PRA board, that will be used to clarify the community to lower to issue mortgages to save our places.
Correct. And all the other ones.
So that can happen quickly, relatively quickly.
We're going to issue them out once we get the language squared away.
Okay.
So November land bank board. There'll be a lot of garden open space applications.
There are no applications. These are all approved.
No, I get that Iglesias is approved years ago. Yeah.
Right. So what you're going to have is that we'll be able to then move towards closing. It's not going to be a consideration for the board. Nothing's coming back to the board.
Right.
What it is how do we get it settled? How do we convey title? The PRA is a different story because they have not considered the disposition. So it will be a board agenda for PRA, not for them.
No, I understand that, but so, but these, did the, is this for kind of consistency, best practice between agencies, or does PRA have any hook into these specific properties? So,
thank you for that. They don't have any, these were all approved by the Land Bank Board. We're already transferring them and all that. That's not the issue. The issue is the format has to be uniform across land agencies.
It has to be. It's a requirement or a choice.
Can't like dispose of it because then, as I've mentioned before, the transfer of title, if we don't get city and PRA in line with what we're expecting and doing, they then can challenge the deed transfer. And they also don't have to agree to it. This board does not, like, you know, PRA board handles PRA assets, the city handles their own assets. So there has to be agreement when you do the deed transfers for all legal considerations, revestments, and all of that has to be uniform across the board. So there's a very practical issue at hand.
No, I get that, but if the Iglesias properties didn't come via PRA, it is still good practice for each agency to be consistent. I'm just trying to understand if it's a requirement or a choice. That's all. Like a legal requirement or a choice. Because there's a lot of properties that have been approved years ago for garden and open spaces, and I totally understand the frustration that meanwhile properties from all these other agencies have gone to settlement for development, and these guys are still waiting out in the atmosphere. So just trying to figure out where the like choices are that lead us to here. You know what I mean?
I think it's a mix of both. I can't speak to what one agency's legal opinion will be versus the other. So to make it lead, it's required, whereas you may find that it's a choice, but really I have to be able to choose to move on.
I have a follow-up question. As far as the deal that we had initially done was that one of the parcels was going to be swapped with a developer that is across the street from us. His name is Hanlon Dodd. Mm-hmm. So he proceeded this week, about 2 weeks ago, to fence up all of his, the lots that he owns, all the parcels that he owns, including the one that is supposed to be for a swap. Mm-hmm. So is he fencing it up because there's a movement on the swap? Or what is the
outcome? I don't know what he's doing. He has a legal right to do whatever he's doing on his land. Are we proceeding with the swap?
Well, the swap, one of the lots is ours.
We are proceeding with the swap. I am unaware of the fact that he put up a fence. He can put up a fence. It's his land. My point to you is we are moving forward with the swap. He will have to take that fence down once we effect that swap.
No, the lot is ours.
I'm sorry, one person at a time.
Oh, really?
Okay. So I just wanted to clarify, he owns three lots on one block, and the land bank owns one in the middle of those three, and that is the property that is being proposed for the swap for 425 Arlington Street, which is what you're occupying. That's his land.
Right. That is correct. So that's why I'm asking, why is he fencing it up if that technically that is the lot, that is the parcel that we are swapping?
We're moving forward with the swap. I was unaware that he's fencing our parcel.
He is supposed to get that land in exchange for giving us.
I understand what a swap is.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that's. We are not aware that he put up a fence.
Well, I'm letting you know that he's
great.
We wanted to know. Well, from more perspective, is he's moving on to something because he might know something that we don't know. Mm-hmm. So we haven't heard if we're going to get his parcels, and we haven't heard about the swap. So I am asking. So you have an answer for me, or you don't have an answer?
We're moving forward with the swap. I was unaware that it started.
Angel, can we send someone out and verify
sure.
our land is being fenced
yep.
and notify them to not fence there or take the fence down so that isn't an issue? And let me sort of try to bring a little bit of closure to this. It's my hope and my prayer that you don't have to come back here again asking for mortgages. You know, I'm asking the staff to work diligently to get this done, you know, and hopefully you don't have to come back again, and we'll take care of it. of the SWAT property. Thank you.
Thank you for that. You know, yeah. It's something that we... It's true. I mean, we can be grateful when once it's finished. But the reality is that effort is the main thing that seems that has been lacking for us here. As I said in the statement, there's been a lot of development for developers. Meanwhile, community members are sitting here waiting around because of whatever other stipulation. And so being in real estate myself, I begin to wonder about property values and the motives behind it.
Thank you for your comments. Any other old business? Any new business?
I have one, I guess, that's kind of old. A couple months ago we had a proposed homeownership disposition of a series of vacant houses. It's typically vacant lots, but in this case it was vacant houses. And they had to reduce their disposition down significantly because some of the properties were, you know, deemed to be unsafe or in such bad condition that they had to be removed. So we recently found out about another situation where there were applications that were viable for renovating an existing vacant city house, but the city house got torn down before that renovation was possible. So this is clearly a pattern, and I would like to, if we can, ask staff to do an inventory of all the vacant houses in public ownership and come up with some ideas on how we can get these out for affordable home ownership before we, as a public sector, proactively tear more down. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to make that ask of staff.
Thank you, Amy. Any other comments on new business? Seeing none, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Yes. Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion's made, promptly seconded to adjourn the Land Bank Board meeting of September 10th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you all for coming out.
I couldn't get around it. There is a written system.